Good evening, everybody. It's so good to see you. We got some missing tonight, and that's all right. I was asked to announce that if you would like a scripture journal, I think there's one left, but if anybody takes that one, they can order more. If you'll just let me know if you want one and haven't got one.
Do you have one now?
There's one right there. Jane, I think they're $10 or $15 or something. $10. Just that envelope right there. But if you do want one, let me know and I'll let Becky know and they can order some. Also, just by way of announcement before we get started, I will be out of town next week, next Wednesday night. So this class will not meet. That doesn't mean you can't come and go to supper and maybe attend one of the other classes. So we will miss next Wednesday the 7th, but we'll pick back up and won't miss any more through the remainder of the semester. So appreciate that grace. But we've had a beach trip planned, and so we'll be down there next Wednesday night. So just remember that. So,
we could zoom.
No. Tammy might get on to me if I do that. This is not intended to be a working vacation. So, anyway. don't do that, Ralph. Don't torture yourself. All right. Well, it is great to see you tonight. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 6, which is one of the most beloved chapters of Isaiah. I was reading something the other day, and you know, as we work our way through Isaiah, we're hitting the high points and I thought this what we're doing is Isaiah's greatest hits. That's kind of the way we're approaching this. And certainly Isaiah chapter 6 is one of those high water marks. But next week, just so you know, because I know some of you are reading ahead, and that's great, and I encourage you to do that. But on the 14th, Wednesday, when we come back together, we'll be in chapter 7 and 9, which are the prophetic passages about the Messiah. So that's where we'll head next after Isaiah chapter 6. So before we get into this, let's say a word of prayer and then we'll get started. Father, how good it is to be together. It's always good to spend time together in your word. And Father, you opened our eyes last week. You challenged us last week as we opened up Isaiah and introduced it and worked our way through chapter 1. And I pray, Lord, you'll take us to the next level as we work through this wonderful prophecy that Isaiah has written for us.